Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby
Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Hey.
This is the Bobby
Bones
Show.
Let's go. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Big show today because we're going to give away a car. Thanks to Hyundai.
That's crazy.
2024 Hyundai Kona. We're going to give away to a listener today. It's going to be wild. We also going to give away money. It's just going to be awesome. But let's just move. Let's get the show going. Faster we can get there, faster somebody gets a car. Eddie is our video producer. He runs all the cameras here in the studio. Eddie, you're up first. Say something to us.
All right. Guys, I got to run this by you real quick. Did my son cheat? That's the question. All right. So we take him to these lessons to Coach Mike, right? He teaches like 5 kids at a time.
In what sport?
Basketball. And they do an hour lesson. And at the end of the lesson, he gives every kid a chance to shoot a half court shot for $5. It's kind of to practice the buzzer beater situation. So they go behind the half court line, they shoot the ball, and if you make it, $5 in cash. Well, my son, he goes up there, first shot, boom, nothing but net, makes it. He gets $5 in cash.
Wow.
And then when we get home, his little brother goes, yeah, I don't know if that one counted because he used a junior ball. And I said, is that true? Like, did you change balls? He's like, well, I found a ball that was there, happened to be smaller, and I shot it. And I said, was that the ball you were using in practice the whole time? He's like, no, I use a regular size ball. So did he cheat by using a smaller ball than he normally uses to shoot the $5 shot?
Did the coach watch him shoot the ball?
Yeah.
No, he didn't cheat.
I don't think the coach realized that it was a smaller size ball.
It's on the coach.
That's right. Did the coach specify what ball you had to use?
No, he did not.
We rest our case. There you go. $5, he's good.
Amy?
I mean, I think that he knew. It's like, do you want to use this as a learning lesson for your kid?
Or do you want to have $5 extra?
Does he see how this works?
He made a half court. I don't care how big the ball is.
It's hard. It's a little easier. To him, it made his confidence level go higher if he used a smaller ball.
But then is this what he starts to just do?
Hopefully. Make more shots.
Okay.
Right. I say he didn't cheat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eddie. Next up, I met him when he was a delivery driver at Jason's Deli, and he was 1 year away from graduating college, and still today he's about that. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Listen, I love presents more than anyone. I love this time of year. People send us gifts, and I mean, there was a record label that was nice enough to send us these nice, soft hoodie sweatshirts. But here's the problem.
What were they?
I
don't have one.
Oh, you got one.
Oh, I did?
It's in there.
What's it say on it?
Whatever the record label was.
Curb Records.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a sweet sweatshirt. Here's the only problem. They didn't ask our size. The thing's like a dress on me. So it's like you spend all this money to get me a nice sweatshirt. You send it out to people. You think you'd email and be like, hey, what size do you guys want? Because now you can't wear it.
They probably looked at your picture.
No, it's like down to my knees. It's literally.
Or
like
they heard your voice.
And I'm like, I don't understand. Like,
did they send everybody an extra large?
I think so, because I got an extra large.
Yeah, it's just universal.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But you can still wear an extra large, right?
No, it's down to my knees.
Oversized is in.
Yeah, if you're going to send people gifts, Like, why waste all that money if you're not even going to ask their size?
Well, then I think you should write a letter to your congressman.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they wasted money on
but
these.
But it's not your money. Who cares?
Okay. So, well, I won't ever be able to wear it now.
If you look at Bieber pictures, man, he wears his clothes real
huge.
Loose.
Yeah.
Huge.
You can do that.
You're the closest thing to Bieber we have on this show.
Definitely.
Okay. I'm just saying. Thanks for the gift, but next time, ask my son.
All right, Amy, you're out. Go ahead.
Okay, so I am waiting to hear back from the rental car company. I don't know what's going to happen, but I rented a car, and the seatbelt quit working the last, like, 2 hours of the drive. We stopped to get gas. And then it wouldn't go back in. The clicker, like the part that like presses down, wouldn't click back up. So it was just stuck down. And it's 10 o'clock at night. So what do we do? It's a rental. Where do we go? 2 hours from Nashville.
Was the car recognizing that it was?
Yeah, so it was going ding.
Oh,
ding,
the whole time.
Ding.
Oh, boy.
Ding.
I'd have driven that into a tree.
Well.
Well, I did, he said.
No, but we just buckled up the seatbelt as if it was buckled in, but had to hold it in. So for 2 hours, we took turns holding it.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's terrible.
And that way it wouldn't sound, but then also was praying the whole time that we wouldn't get into an accident, because if that's the case, that seatbelt didn't work.
Yeah.
But what were we going to do? Pull over and what? I don't even know.
Nothing. You should get your money back.
Yeah, you should own that
100%.
Place. Okay. If you're a Lunchbox, you'd sue them and it'd be called Lunchbox Rental.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. I have sent an email. And I guess I assume I'd be getting my money back, right?
I don't think it's money back
worthy. Oh, something.
Something, but I don't think it's money back worthy.
Money back? What?
I think so, Amy.
I risked my life for 2 hours.
And Eddie, your son cheated. Okay. You didn't risk your life for 2 hours.
I had no choice.
You didn't risk your life, though.
You did.
Mm. It's risky, dude.
Every time you drive without a seatbelt, you're risking your life.
Hey, my arm was sore.
Now we're talking.
All that.
You get like a Subway gift card because of tuna. That's about it. All right. And now finally, Ray, do you have one for me?
Yep.
Go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's been rocking a black hat. It's the same color as his tat, Bobby Bones.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I was reading about this crossroads that CMT's doing, and they've had some really cool ones over the years. They've had Keith Urban and John Mayer. They've had this artist from not country, this artist in country. They do them constantly. And so there's one, and I wanted to just say this before I give my idea, but it's Chris Jansen, who has Buy Me a Boat.
Well, he can buy me a boat.
And Bret Michaels from Poison. And I think that's a pretty interesting one.
That's cool.
Right? What if the Raging Idiots and Adam Sandler did one?
Oh, that's
fun.
Oh
my gosh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
What if that's the goal? What is the goal for next year?
And so, like, you play some of the one artist songs, and then the other artist plays their songs, and then they do one collab or what?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Black Crowes and Darius Rucker. Hozier and Maren Morris, For King and Country and Jimmy Allen. Oh, I bet they're regretting that one. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The Raging Idiots and Adam Sandler.
That'd be amazing.
Hobby Lobby Bobby.
To launch Lady Lightning.
Launch Lady Lightning.
Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe.
That'd be good.
Let's pitch it. There's no way they'd ever let us.
Probably not, but like, that sounds cool.
Shawn Mendes and Zach Brown Band, Megan Trainor and Brett Eldridge.
Oh, wow.
And The Raging Idiots and Adam Sandler.
Come on. You know people. Can you, hey, like one of those emails like Amy? Send a letter out?
Send a letter.
I'd rather.
You mean like I did to the rental car place?
Yeah.
Can you write one of those for me where you lie a little bit?
I didn't lie.
Oh.
I did not lie.
All right. That's my, putting that on my dream board. What do they call that?
A vision board.
Vision board.
For 2024.
Yeah, vision board.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Let's get the show started. We're giving away a car later today. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years and have lived together for almost a year. I love him very much. He's a hard worker, but he's not very serious about life and still has a bunch of childish habits. I'm moving forward in my career and have had one job. Focus. He's had 3 different jobs since we moved in together. I'm thinking about our future. He's spending his time playing video games. I feel like I only have a couple choices. Accept that this is the way he is or break up with him.
Yeah.
Am I missing something? Sign, dating a man child. You have nailed it.
What nailed what?
That her 2 choices.
Her 2 choices are this is him.
Yeah.
This will always be him. Or this is still him. You're just not going to be with him.
I guess there is that. middle, he could change.
You could just get pregnant. That solves a lot of problems.
Does it?
He's joking.
So I've heard.
I don't know, Bones.
You're not going to change him.
Right. You can't change him, but
you could create some slight alterations.
Yeah. But ultimately,
you could communicate that.
He's going to have to do it, and that's going to take time.
But it's like loaning somebody money. You can't have the expectation that he's going to change.
But guys, is he sweet? Does he have a good heart?
Right.
There are different roles in marriages. She's the one that has the good jobs. He's the one that probably is going to stay home. Plays the video games.
That's a role in a marriage.
Cheers her up. I mean, makes her laugh, makes her smile, makes life fun.
But you also don't know that.
But I'm saying, like, just because
she's not attracted to that.
No, she didn't say that.
If you're even considering that you might have to break up with him.
To the video games, yes.
She doesn't like that he plays video games and a little lazy. But that's his personality.
Morgan, what if this was a dude you were dating? And that's all he did all day. He had a job, but he kept changing jobs, but was a big video gamer.
Yeah, it'd be hard. I mean, it shows non-commitment is what it's showing me. Like, he can't commit to one thing, so why would he commit to me?
Well, he's committed to video games.
Yeah, committed.
Yeah, but that's not like something you commit to as far as a career to build a life with somebody.
Whatever he's doing now, he's going to do to you. If you're okay with that, then great.
It's a good way of putting it.
But if your dude ain't got no job, that ain't a good sign. That's all I'm saying. Especially if what he's doing is...
Oh, man.
What?
Always so mean to these guys. I just don't understand. Like, what?
I don't know him. I'm not mean to him.
She obviously loves him and is attracted to him, or else they wouldn't have been together for so long. So this is how he was.
But they've only lived together for a year. So I think it's just now gotten to her.
She's looking for an out. She's scared.
Okay, then take it.
Then get out.
Run.
Don't blame him. Blame yourself.
Run from the hills.
Sometimes I wish the mailbag, but it'd be hard to like make this happen. But we just had both sides, you know?
Yeah, we don't, though.
We don't. And that's showbiz, baby. Yeah. All right, there you go. Break up with him. There you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Is it cool for someone to tell their spouse a secret that you told them and said, don't tell anybody? Because most people in a marriage tell their spouse everything.
Correct.
So the question is, are you the spouse that tells your person everything, even though it's a secret, or do you also keep the secret from your spouse if it's not about them?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
No.
Yeah, it's really easy.
When I was married, he didn't tell me things that,
but he was military.
Yeah, that's right. Government classified.
You'd have been on the air and been like, Beijing, we're coming. Or you'd been like, oh, call it off.
No, not even work-wise. Like, if his...
An invasion?
Yeah.
If his best friends, like, he would be like, oh, well, he would just say, well, you know, that part's between me and Kevin or whatever he would say. And
What a great cover.
I would respect that.
That's between me and Kevin? Well, because get out of here.
If he tells Kevin's secrets, he tells yours.
Yeah.
But we were all, or like, and my sister's married to his best friend. It's sort of like, you know, he tried to respect that because then we're all close and that would have been weird.
Lunchbox?
There ain't no chance. Someone comes to me and says, hey, keep this secret. I ain't telling my wife.
Okay. Yeah, that's how Ben was.
No chance. And she doesn't think that...
She would respect that. She'd be like, hey, you're loyal. Like, that's good. Okay. Someone can trust you.
Yeah.
Let's take the spouse out of it. If you tell somebody a secret, they should never trust you because you just told somebody else a secret. Why should they tell you theirs? You're just going to tell theirs.
That's right.
You're not understanding.
I know. I hear it. It's not the spouse, but go ahead, Eddie.
You're one. You and your spouse are one person. Okay. Like, whoever tells you something should automatically think that you're going to tell your spouse. 100%.
Oh, so that should be in. Like, I'm going to tell you the secret. Yes. Don't tell anybody. Parentheses, but your spouse.
Exactly. But
then you got to trust if the spouse has got them.
No, see, you can't. That's too many loose lips.
But then you tell your spouse, hey, this is between us. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, right. But then I mean, people talk, man. The less people that know, the less chance it gets out.
The loose lips sink ships.
Yeah.
Has Caitlin told you what I told her?
Oh.
No, and I don't think it's... I think if I really were like, I really need to know something. I don't know what that means. That's very vague.
Well, I was just seeing what your face did.
Oh, no. She won't, but I don't even want to know.
Okay, yeah, good. She didn't then.
We'll give him a hint because he doesn't know what you're talking about.
He did. He doesn't
Beijing.
Know.
We're coming.
He doesn't know. I could tell.
I don't... Yeah, no. I don't know anything. I don't... I also don't want to know.
Yeah.
I'm good with that, too.
The lesser I'm involved in stuff, the more I got... more drama I got to deal with. Yeah, I don't know that the only thing, she'll tell me something sometimes that has nothing to do with you guys, like a secret of hers, and she'll be like, you can't tell anybody. And I'll go, can I please tell Eddie?
Because y'all are one.
Yeah, we're one.
Boom.
I mean, I'll say that.
But then, Eddie goes and tells his wife. Well, what Eddie tells his wife everything.
Right.
True.
But my wife's not telling anyone.
Okay.
It's one person.
Who's she one with?
Crap. I don't know.
Okay. All
Caitlin.
Right. See?
Crap.
And it makes it back.
In a new poll, 10% of people say it's always acceptable to tell your spouse other people's secrets.
It's not always. Always is not.
But 10%. It's only 10%.
Amy, now
exactly.
It's never.
10%. You're in the minority. Like
another 29% say it's usually fine.
Oh.
20% say it's never acceptable.
That's the one I'm talking about.
I don't
about.
Know that it's never. But
never.
I don't like.
And it's pretty much the same men and women.
Definitive words.
Amy, do you tell him stuff now, even though you're divorced?
No.
What if he's like, I'm dying to hear a secret?
No, he wouldn't.
Who says that?
That's it. Yeah. I'm dying to know a secret.
No.
You don't tell him?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we're not big secret house.
What do you mean?
She didn't tell me. I don't. She doesn't.
Y'all are one, but you're not one.
No, it's just like I don't care enough about people's secrets to even have an interest in secrets.
I know,
I'm not supposed
also,
to know I'm good. I'm all good. I don't like gossip.
But if she tells you, she tells you.
But she
but
also,
I also think she's not tell him.
Yeah, she's probably also not going to tell me. And she also doesn't like gossip, at least not to me. Because I'm just like, that's stupid. Why would I waste my time worried about that?
I get that.
Yeah. You like a little gossip, though.
I don't. I don't like gossip, but I mean, I'm all ears.
I'll take gossip. Yeah, I'm open.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm open.
You open for business?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
When a bride in California faced the sudden cancellation of her wedding, well, she was upset, but it was so close to the end. She'd already paid for a reception that was about $15,000. So she's like, just donate it to the local nonprofit. So there's one called Parents Helping Parents. It's a San Jose-based organization that offers support to families with children who have disabilities. And so that's what happened. All of this turned into a party for them, the people in the organization. They brought a guest. It was dinner, dessert, a DJ booth, a phone booth, fireworks display.
That's amazing.
She donated it all. They didn't say why they got canceled the wedding.
You can use your imagination, I guess.
Yeah, they broke up.
Or, I don't know, whatever.
Who knows, yeah.
Somebody could have died, sure.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah. I said, you know what?
Yeah. They broke up?
We heard you.
Yeah.
The party provided a unique and memorable experience, according to the story, for attendees with families and children who never get to do such things because of their disabilities.
Love it.
I thought that was pretty cool. Pretty cool idea.
Hate it for her. Love how she handled it.
Yeah, it's great. All right, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's the championship. Elder versus Millennial, trivia game, Eddie the oldest versus Morgan the youngest. Let's do the intros first. Here we go. Up first, he's a dad of four. I call him the Hispanic who don't panic.
Yeah.
His personality is friendly and perky. We want to send him to get a hair transplant all the way to Turkey. Producer Eddie!
Yeah! Yeah! Let's go!
His opponent, she runs all of our digital. Barely more than 5 feet, she did not grow. And she won the best driver competition on the show. It's Morgan Number Two.
Oh, woo-hoo.
We'll have a champion today. Eddie.
Come on.
Morgan will know these answers. I'm asking you the questions. Rupert Grint plays what character in the Harry Potter movies?
Rupert is the redhead.
Rupert Grint plays what character in the Harry Potter movies?
Harry. Charles. Hermione. Gosh, I don't know. I guess his name's Charles.
Incorrect. Morgan to steal?
His name is Ron.
That's correct. Ron
Weasley.
That's correct. Eddie, which artist released the hit song Hot and Cold in 2008? And it's known for its catchy chorus and playful lyrics.
We have a clip?
It does not say clip, so I don't think we have a clip. Hot and Cold.
Hot and Cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold. I've never heard that song in my life. But I'm going to guess, what, 2008?
Mm-hmm.
Hot and Cold. Let's go with Rihanna.
Incorrect. Morgan?
You're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You ever heard this song?
Is that
I'm pretty positive it's Katy Perry.
Correct. Eddie, you're 0 for 2, bub.
Not good.
What network did Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiere on in 2007? What network?
E.
Correct. 1 point for Eddie.
Let's go. We're on the board.
Morgan, I'm going to ask these questions to you, and Eddie will know the answer. Probably a little older than you, but let's see what happens here.
Okay.
Morgan, which 90s TV show featured Mulder and Scully?
90s TV show Mulder and Scully.
Which 90s TV show featured the characters Mulder and Scully?
I mean, those sound like characters versus like animated. 90s TV show. Dang. Yeah. Mulder. Cheers.
Incorrect. Eddie does not look confident.
I'm not 100%.
Mulder and Scully, what do you have?
I'm thinking Rugrats.
Incorrect.
Yes!
X-Files.
Wow. Oh. Never saw that.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I don't even think I've heard those names.
Morgan's up 2-1. Here we go. Next question. Morgan, which martial artist and actor starred in action films like Bloodsport and Kickboxer?
Oh, dang. I got really excited. It was going to be like one of the ones I knew, and I don't know either one of those movies. Kickboxer, and he was a martial artist. The only actor that I know that was also a martial artist was Jackie Chan. I'm going Jackie Chan.
Incorrect. Eddie, you need this to steal.
I thought she was saying it when she goes, ah, dang. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Correct.
Never heard that name in my life. Never.
We're tied up.
Let's go!
Final question. Morgan, woo! What popular video game known for its catchy theme song involves shooting aliens attacking the Earth? In the game, you have to prevent aliens from reaching the bottom of the screen. Here is the music.
The music's supposed to help.
That's music?
Okay, it's Alien Ships, though.
What popular video game known for its catchy theme song involves shooting aliens attacking the Earth? In the game, you have to prevent the aliens from reaching the bottom of the screen.
I mean, I've played a lot of arcade games, and I know I've played this game before. I feel like it's the one that my mom loves, and that would be Galaga. But I can't remember if it's a spaceship or not. I know they're shooting up at things. Dang, I don't want to respond.
Need an answer?
Galaga.
Incorrect. Eddie for the win.
Man, I thought it was Galaga, but I'm going Space Invaders.
The answer is Space Invaders.
Let's go! Yes! Yes! This is for all the elders out there that think you're too old. Wow. We're not old.
Wow.
We're knowledgeable.
Wow.
We're smart. We're wise.
Yes. Wow.
We know so many things.
Well, Eddie, you're the champion.
Man, was I... Don't call it a comeback. I was coming from behind on that one, right?
Well, you were behind because the opportunity was different.
Hey, don't call it a comeback.
Okay. Eddie is the winner. Eddie.
Let's go. Well,
Lauren will be your next competitor.
Oof. I've never played her before.
Well, nobody's ever played but you two, so yeah.
Huh. I wonder how smart she is.
I don't know. She's younger a little bit.
That'll be a 5-0 sweep.
Okay. What, me?
Eddie, yeah, you're the champion. Nice job,
buddy.
All right.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. From the bottom of Bobby's heart.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. In studio, the Yuletide Carolers featuring our very own Abby. What up, Abby?
Woo!
In your old school. What year, what period piece is that dress, you think?
What, like 1800? What is it?
Victorian.
Yeah.
Dickensian.
You have a hand warmer, like a Victorian hand warmer.
What do you call this? This is the pinstripe.
That is rust stripe.
Okay, rust stripe.
Rust stripe. You guys look great. It's good to see everybody.
Woo!
Thanks for having us.
So how many Yuletides have you guys sang this year so far? Any? Many?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were just over in Franklin on both days for the Dickens of a Christmas. And so I think we've done about 10 or 12 gigs so far.
Do you rent the costumes or do you buy them?
We own them.
Oh, come on.
Our company owns them.
Yeah. And the Yuletide Carolers, can people still hire you guys?
Yes, although we're pretty booked up.
Oh, classic. Classic hot girl. Like, I can't go out with you. I got too many dates.
So popular.
But even for next year, they're the Yuletide Carolers. They're in New York, New Jersey, Florida, Colorado, Nashville. They sing at all these events. I've hired them to sing at my house before.
Yep.
Abby met them because we went up to them at a party.
No, John came up to me. I did not. No. Let's establish this right now. I was at the Christmas party, and he came out and asked if I wanted to come up and sing a few songs.
What do you remember, Lunchbox? Right?
I remember Abby going up there and going, hey, can I sing one in there? Yeah, and then she stood on the side awkwardly as they're all dressed up in their costume.
That's not true.
And then Abby was there in her regular clothes singing, and it was like, everybody was going, why is Abby up there?
I did feel a little awkward because I wasn't dressed up like them.
What do you remember, John, about it?
I remember that that I started recruiting Abby and had to beg her to join us.
Nice.
Wow.
Christmas, everybody.
You know what his job is? Salesman.
Okay. The Yuletide Carolers are here. You can follow them at the Yuletide Carolers on Instagram, or these folks here, even better, the Yuletide Carolers Nashville, the specific ones. We got a big day today. It's almost Christmas time. How about, I don't know, you guys tell me, what do you want to do first?
A holy night.
And Abby, what's your role?
Alto.
Silence.
So like, that's me. So it's like Julia Soprano. I'm Alto.
Soprano's high, right?
Yes, the highest one.
Yeah.
I'm below her. And then James.
And you are.
Tenor.
Tenor, yeah.
And then John.
I'm the second soprano.
The bass.
The bass.
Yes, I'm the bass.
The lowest one.
All right. Are you guys ready to give us, we're going to do A Holy Night?
We're ready.
Absolutely. Here they are, the Yuletide Carolers. Take it away.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, night divine.
good. Holy crap.
Oh, holy night.
Yeah. Oh, holy night. Oh, holy night. Oh, holy crap.
They sound like an organ.
Yeah.
You know, with like a pipe organ with like a bass. And it's so good.
That's nice.
Thank you. Dang. You guys follow them at the Yuletide Carolers Nashville. I mean, I could talk or I could actually. You guys want to know the song? Can you know the song?
Yeah.
For those listening, this is our own, our very own precious, lovely Abby, who is in the group, and she is an alto.
No, she's the nasal.
She's amazing.
We're blown away.
The nasal?
Maybe
they're
mean.
Okay. Anyway, keeping on with the Christmas spirit, what would you guys like to do next?
A little Let It Snow.
Oh, I love this song.
A good one.
All right, here we go.
Let it snow. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It doesn't show a single sign of stopping, and I bought some corn for popping.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, ooh, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow,
let it snow,
let it snow,
let it snow, let it fa la la la, fa la la la, fa la la la, fa la la la, fa la 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 la, let it snow.
Awesome.
I feel like I got Christmas shoved right in my butt. It's awesome. It's amazing. Dang.
They are really good.
Yeah.
Like, very good.
And so are
you. I hope I'm blending okay with them because they're amazing.
Sound perfect.
Abby, have you done many shows?
Not too many this year. Nope. And then the one in Franklin got canceled because of the tornado warnings.
Oh, really?
So right when I got there.
So are you going to do any more? Are you going to do any from here on?
As many as we can get or two.
Yes.
Pretty stacked.
Oh, yeah. Very stacked.
That's what I'm talking about.
The calendar's
booked. They're obviously stacked, and they don't have Abby in most of them, is what they're saying. Because he said we've done a lot, and Abby's only done a little, so it tells you
they haven't gone.
She's just too busy, and she tells us no.
She's too cool for us.
not true. I am busy, but...
But you'll do some shows.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Yuletide Carolers. You guys could follow them at the Yuletide Carolers Nashville. How about one more? Let's get one more.
Yeah, let's get one more.
Why don't we do one where Abby's the lead?
I don't know what songs they do, bro.
Well, this one I kind of am. I mean, I'm just saying,
like, it seems like Abby is just doing, no.
Okay, so we don't hear her.
Why don't we do one with you?
Yeah. I can't sing.
Actually, I bet you could.
You know,
I don't claim to sing, but I mean, I can sing just as good as Abby.
Abby was telling us you sing.
She said you're one of the best singers she's heard.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's great.
Would you sing Deck the Halls with us?
Yeah, you got the words?
All right. Well,
I'm on my computer.
What do you mean the words?
You know the words.
Balls of Holly. Hold on.
He had a role in a musical. It was called Bad Out of Hell. It's about Meatloaf, and they cut any lines he had.
That's all right.
He ended up just being.
He flew all the way out
there. An extra.
He was the bat.
He was nothing.
It's not funny, guys.
He was hell.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
But you don't know what you're doing yet.
Yeah, I'm doing Deck the Halls.
Can I just teach you a couple lines of the tenor part? Because we're looking for another tenor.
Yeah, let's do it.
So it's Deck the Halls with boughs of holly.
Deck the Halls.
Wait, why are you doing that?
Well, because that's what he did.
Do what he's doing.
Do what he's doing.
Okay, do it again.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Is that right?
Okay.
Not quite.
Let's keep going. Fa la 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 la.
Fa la 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 la.
Let him finish, Lunchbox. You didn't hear
it. I thought he was done. He paused.
You know what? Maybe we should just all sing together. The four of us and Lunchbox on Deck the Halls.
Join in.
All right, whenever you're ready, guys.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Dawn and we now are gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Trow the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la.
See the blazing Yule before us. Fa la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus.
Fa la la la. He's not singing.
When's Lunchbox coming in?
You can go on now anytime you want.
Okay, I'll come in now.
Let's just do Deck the Halls again.
Let's do the first verse again.
Come on.
Yeah, from the top.
Ready, from the top.
One, two, three.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la.
What a talent.
Fooled these all these years.
That's pretty good. Bad. Now solo, go.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Wow.
You're better with
it. Dang.
I think you could fit in one of these costumes.
Probably not.
Hey, turn your mic off, baby. Pretty good.
I'm pretty busy this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Yeah. Okay. I got things going.
All right. Well, listen, we always love when you guys come by every year. It's tradition at this point. You guys at the Yuletide Carolers Nashville. And next year, if it's like October and you want to book them, you better get on it early because like...
In July, actually.
Oh.
Wow.
So if I wanted you guys to come sing Christmas carols in May, would you guys come?
Yes.
Sure would.
That's hilarious.
Do y'all do a lot of business like in Christmas and July because people do that?
Yes, some. And then some non-seasonal type work as well.
Do you sing songs that aren't Christmas?
We do.
Like weddings.
Oh, man.
Do you wear the same thing?
Private parties.
When you,
no. Okay.
Well, you wear like dinosaur costumes?
Dinosaur costumes.
If we were doing like a...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be right. Awesome.
And aliens.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Like now we're talking. Okay. Yuletide Carolers, congratulations, Abby. You sounded great again.
Thank you.
And hey, get out there and sing your butt off.
Let's go.
Lunchbox, you did
Love
good
it.
Too, buddy. Everybody
Thank
did
you.
Good. It's Christmas.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. All right. There they are, the Yuletide Carolers. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Happy Hanukkah. We wish you a Happy Kwanzaa from the Bobby Bones Show.
Here's a voicemail. It's about a spoiler that somebody on the show supposedly gave. That person's Amy. You may defend this.
Wow.
Defend this. Here we go.
Spoiler alert. Amy just spoiled Bad Surgeon. That just came out. I'm literally in the middle of it. And now I know everything that happened. Bummer.
No, that's not everything. That's definitely not everything.
Well, and yeah, you're not going to say everything because you don't remember everything.
Also... This has been in the news before.
It has? You
we
never
almost
knew about
watched it last
yeah,
night.
I did.
We had it up. We were like, Bad Surgeon. And I was like, I kind of heard the whole thing from Amy.
And you didn't
you
hear
the same way?
You didn't hear the whole thing from me. Wait, what did I give away?
We ain't going to repeat it.
Am I saying it?
I'm not going to repeat it either. But if I did, I'm very sorry.
I don't know for sure that you did, but just based on your past record.
I want to say things out loud to see if that's what I gave away, but then I might be
then
giving it away again.
Something else. Yeah.
So, y'all, either way, it's still good and fascinating and crazy and wild.
On Netflix.
Yeah, watch it.
I don't even know if he's good or bad. That's how unspoiled I am of it. Ray, give me number three.
Hey, this is pretty random, but I just heard an ad from Ray, and it was a betting ad. And I remember a while back, Ray was supposed to get like a $50,000 bet that he had won or something like that. And I was just wondering, had y'all updated about that? Did he ever get it? Did I just miss it? Thanks. Love the show.
It'll always be a mystery. Because Ray never got his money, but I don't even know if he actually bet it.
Yeah, I mean, I did, and I have not got the money. So, yes, it is a mystery still.
Why do you think you've not gotten it?
Well, the website, honestly, it kind of blackballed me. I don't even know if my login works anymore.
This is back in the day, like an offshore account.
Yeah, we're talking over 4 years ago. So
it's been, way more than that.
Yeah.
Like it was seven, right?
It was Trump's full term, and that ended, and they still didn't pay me. So, it's been 6-7 years.
And how much money?
$50,000.
You're just going to go with the login doesn't work?
Oh, man. I hit send me a new password. They never send me the email.
$50,000?
Well, they just don't have a brick and mortar. I mean, you really got to go to the country, and it's in Costa Rica.
I'd go for $50,000.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly their address.
Yeah, and when you show up in Costa Rica for your money, you ain't coming back.
Right.
That's a good point.
I don't think Ray ever bet it.
I don't think so either. Okay.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, I have the top five most mispronounced words or names of 2023 in no particular order.
Shenandoah.
No, not too much
pretty good.
This year.
Okay.
But yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, Travis Kelce, someone that's
Kelce.
Majorly, you know, hit the headlines this year. And he said that both ways of saying his name are correct. Kelce or Kelce.
No. I've never heard Kels.
K-E-L-C-E.
Yeah, okay. Well, mine's Bones or Bonez. Pick. But really, it's Bones.
His last name can be said two ways. Both are correct, according to Travis.
Okay.
We'll see. Okay, SZA.
The singer? The artist? Yeah, S-Z-A?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's S-Z-A, and so a lot of people just didn't know how to say it. Luckily, my 16-year-old daughter kept me in the know, and I know that it's SZA.
Yeah, but we listen to a lot of SZA, not by my choice.
So it's not S-Z-A.
It's S-Z-A.
but you don't pronounce it
that way. Oh, no, it's SZA. Yeah.
Yeah. I did that for a little bit. I learned wrong.
Well, they're all capitals, too. How are you supposed to
know? Right, yeah. I know. Yeah. Okay, so the guy that is in Oppenheimer, It looks like his name is Cillian Murphy.
Cillian.
Because it's C-I-L-L-I-A-N.
Is it not Cillian?
No.
What is it?
Killian. So the C is a K.
That sounds dangerous and intimidating.
Or Killian.
I think I would change it to Killian.
Killian.
It's
a K-K-K, not a S-S-S.
Okay, all right.
And then Saturn's sixth moon.
Oh, yeah, Canabinoz.
In the news.
Different.
Oh, that's a seven. Sorry.
It looks like Ian, like C-E-L-A, so.
This is something people Googled the most pronounced.
Yeah, what in the world?
Scientists.
What one person Googled Saturn's sixth moon?
Probably me. People didn't know.
But no one knows what it is.
It made the news.
What's the name of it?
Enceladus. Yeah. Enceladus. Okay. Like enchiladas, but.
Oh, that's cool. I'll remember that.
Enceladus. And then last one, speaking of Mexican,
what?
There's a volcano.
Better be in Mexico and not Dead Eddie scene. Okay, good.
That threatened to erupt this year, and many people didn't know how to say it. I assume this is also people on the news. They're trying to report about it, and they're like, blah, blah, blah. They don't know what they're saying. But that is Popocatépetl.
You can't even say it.
Nailed it.
What is it again?
Popocatépetl. Popocatépetl.
No chance.
That
no chance,
accent, right. Though, is not.
I mean, that's okay. Spanish.
Popocatépetl. No. So.
Yeah, not. I would just, Travis Kelce. That's what I learned. All right, what else?
Okay, there's going to be a spice of the year for 2024.
Cinnamon.
Nope.
Nutmeg.
Nope. But I didn't know they named flavors of the year, but McCormick said they spent 9 months researching cuisines all around the world with a specific aim of finding which spices,
think of any other spices
are trending.
A lot of them. I know, but I can think of two. That's the two. And all I could think of one until you said nutmeg.
Pepper.
Salt. I got another one. Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Pepituma.
Sassafras.
It's either tamarind or tamarind. But that, it's a Mexican flavor, Eddie. It's very popular in Mexico.
Tamarindo.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, tamarind. Oh.
He just said it.
I know, but I'm saying it
I think the English way of saying it is tamarind. Yeah. But it's tamarindo, yeah. Okay.
So, that apparently is going to be very popular in cooking in 2024. Okay. So, go ahead and grab it for your spice rack.
A lot of Mexican in this pile. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Brought to you by Mexico. We don't chop off heads anymore. Come on down.
So, Dolly Parton bought a building downtown Nashville, and she's going to turn it into a hotel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's an 11-story building, about 2,300 square feet, and
it's going to be like a boutique
230,000 square feet, excuse me.
Big
and
difference.
It's $75 million. And she said that she believes in the future of Nashville, and she thinks this is a great investment.
Yeah, I believe in that, too.
Golly. All right, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
All right, so in Tampa, Florida, there's a 15-year-old. Her name is Avery Ranieri, and she's a huge Taylor Swift fan. And so she's doing something special for kids that are in the hospital. And she knows what it's like for kids to be in the hospital because her brother had a kidney transplant, and her mother was the donor. Wow. So she's been around hospitals. So what she's created are these friendship bracelet-making kits. And patients can use it to
like
for entertainment.
Concert.
Like, yeah, because if you go to a Taylor concert or you went to her Eras tour, they were exchanging and swapping friendship bracelets with different fans and whatnot. And they're so cute. So that's the idea that she's taking to the hospitals.
That's awesome.
So they get to make the bracelets, which is entertainment, but then they get to swap beads. Like, even nurses are in on it, too. So it's just something really special.
What are you... out there with getting the bracelets, do not put your number and give it to Dustin Lynch. He will not return your
call.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That
was awkward.
So she calls this Banded Together.
Yeah.
And shout out to Avery.
That's a great story.
Because again, she's only 15 years old, and shout out to Taylor Swift for inspiring her.
That's how Travis, like...
Supposedly.
Okay. So yeah, Travis
don't believe everything
Kelsey made
either,
a
though.
Bracelet for Taylor.
That's what he said.
But he couldn't get backstage, and then it made the news, and then all of a sudden they're the happiest couple in the world.
That's pretty cool.
No,
man.
Humbug,
buddy. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This guy tore a hole in his throat, holding back a sneeze.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It was so intense. Yeah. It's like, he's like, so you may feel like you should hold it, but it could actually do damage to you. This guy tried to fend off that sneeze by pinching his nose, closing his mouth while driving, and the sneeze he held back was so intense it tore a 0.8-inch hole in his windpipe.
Oh, I feel like that would happen to us because, like, I mean, we can't sneeze on this on air, right?
That's right.
Sometimes, I mean, if it happens, it happens. Oh. That had to feel terrible.
Jeez.
Your throat. Let's go to Amy. Let's get in the investigative corny. We have 90 seconds to figure out the morning cornies. You guys ready?
Yeah.
You know who could fix that?
Are they all Christmassy?
In the throat. Bad surgeon. He would do plastic windpipes.
Yeah, cool. Are they all Christmassy?
Yeah, of course.
All right, here we go.
The morning corny.
How does Darth Vader enjoy his Christmas turkey?
You are my father.
Turkey.
The Force. Jesus, you are my father.
How does he enjoy?
How does Darth Vader enjoy his Christmas turkey leg?
He's a Jedi.
I don't know much about Darth Vader, so it's going to be...
Darth Vader.
Darth meat?
Dark meat. The dark side.
Yes. You left the dark side.
Yes. Okay.
Good job. Right. Good job.
Okay. Good job, Bobby.
No, it's Eddie.
Oh, what do you call Santa when he loses his pants?
Pantless claws.
Santa.
Wiener claws.
Cold claws.
Kris Kringle? Anything with the Santa claws?
Kris Dingle.
Hilarious.
Oh. What? Kris Dingle?
Yeah, that's funny.
That is
give
funny.
Us that one, Amy.
No, don't give us that one. What is it again?
What do you call Santa when he loses his pants?
Pantless.
Pantless.
Underwear.
Saint pervert.
Saint
underwear.
Saint pantless.
Saint.
You know.
Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicker.
Saint Nicholas.
Yes. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Why did Santa's helper go see a therapist?
Mental health.
Because he had mental health problems.
I mean, that works.
No, so that's not it. That's not it. Mental health's good, though, huh?
Uh-huh. It's really good.
What, say it again.
Why did Santa's helper go see a therapist?
Because he was feeling elfless.
Elf esteem.
Low elf esteem.
Good job,
okay.
Bros. Oh, okay. I feel like it's a pretty strong three, though.
Yeah, y'all did great. You got them all.
Yeah. Well, we only got through three.
Well, the ones you gave us.
Yeah.
Sometimes I skip.
We just timed it. Yeah. Okay. Good job.
Sometimes we circle back.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Good job.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
You guys want to give away a car?
I'm freaking out, too.
This is crazy.
These people look so calm.
Yeah. I know,
I'm nervous. There's vomit on my sweat already.
Okay. What? Thank you, Eminem.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bone Show Christmas Gift Exchange Listener Edition, sponsored by Hyundai. For the first time ever, we're getting listeners involved, and someone won a brand new car. It's a 2024 Hyundai Kona, all thanks to our friends at Hyundai. And if you don't win the car, you also have you'll win cash. So we have five packages up here with numbers on them. I can say all this, right, Scuba?
Good, yeah.
Okay. And so there are two of them with $500 in it. One of them with $750 in it. Wow. One of them with $1,000 in it.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
And one of them, obviously the car's not in it, or you would know which package that
is. Right, right. That'd be a big package.
Is it? Because I don't know what number it has. I asked Scuba to not tell me.
Okay.
So, Scuba, is it a piece of paper that says you won, or keys, or what?
Yes, there's a nice little card in there that says all their prizes.
Got it. Okay. So we got five people on the phone.
Oh, my goodness!
So I want to go over first. And Emily, you're not going to pick first. But Emily, how did you guys get your order here? How did you guys see who was going first?
Scuba picked names out of a hat or a cup or his ET cup.
You saw it. You saw it. It's all legit.
Yeah.
Okay, Lauren, do you feel like it was all legit?
Definitely, except that I'm last.
I know. Yeah, Lauren is from Lafayette, Louisiana. She's in her car and she's last. It was legit, but she's last. She's legit last, Lauren. Yes. But up first is Robert from Littlestown, PA. Robert is in his Christmas. Is that a Christmas? What's on your shirt there, Robert? You look very animated here.
It's Santa Claus.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. He's got a
Hawaiian Christmas tree behind him.
He's got the Christmas tree going. Let's go.
And so, Robert, how did you get in this? Will you tell our listeners that, like, the process, there was nothing crazy happening. How did you get in?
Online, I saw the what y'all were doing and fill out the form. And then all of a sudden, I got a phone call. And I forgot that that was you could win a car. I said, even better.
Minimally $500. So here's what we're going to do. Now, everybody's going to pick a number. Robert, so I want you to look at the five packages we have here. They are all basically the same size. You don't know what's in them here. Eddie, could you roll the camera over there, those packages?
You got it.
Boom. So, Robert, take a look here. You have one on the bottom right, two on the bottom left, three, four, and five kind of laying down like that one in the middle. Which one of those would you like?
Let's go for number one.
Okay, Robert's got number one.
Oh, man. That was like the biggest one.
It is pretty big.
Do you want to open it now, or do you want to sign all their boxes?
Ooh, that's a good
one. I say sign the boxes, baby. Okay. Sign them.
Why?
Because in the anticipation, I'm just nervous already.
I don't want to make a selection because then what if, like, I mess something up for them?
No, you're not selecting, Amy. No.
Assign the boxes.
Yeah. Okay.
Robert, got Robert's name on that box. Robert's got box number one.
Okay.
So you're assigning them.
That's right.
Okay. They're going to pick.
Yeah, and then we may pick a different order.
Okay.
Next up.
Oh, I like what you're doing there.
Emily from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Emily, how are you this morning?
I am wonderful.
You look
It's really great to meet you all.
You too. You look so official with your headset on. Do you have a job where you wear a headset, or is that a video game thing like I have?
No, I'm actually at my job right now, and this is what I use at my work. So I'm in just a kind of a vacant office so that I'm not disturbing people.
Do they know what you're doing?
Like that. Yes.
Okay.
They
okay.
do,
okay,
actually.
Good. I think she's going to disturb him if she wins a car.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, for
we need,
sure.
We need to disturb everybody.
I am kind of like right next to where the floor is. So if you see me look out the window, it's because people are walking by and I'm just kind of like, hi. Mm-hmm.
Well, Emily, you have Robert's taking number one. So as you can see, the packages over here, you see them all laying there. You have four by itself, the other three stacked up on each other, two, five, and three. What would you like?
I'm going to take box number three, please.
Box number three!
That's a good one. That's
hey,
a good
why, one. Why did you pick three?
Why did I pick three?
Yeah.
Because I just feel it. Like, I've actually, since I got the phone call and I found out that it was like picking boxes or doors or however you guys were going to do it, number three just kind of came to me and I was like, that's, if I get the chance to pick that one, that's the one I want.
All
that's
right. Good.
That's good.
Let's give away a call.
And I get what I get. Honestly, I am so excited to meet you all that no matter what I end up with, I'm just super excited.
That's but you'll sweet. Be more excited to get a car.
Yeah, Lunchbox, you and I can talk about, you know, you can buy it from me. If I
Well, we can talk for sure.
He won't buy it from me. He won't buy
Samantha from Austin. Samantha, how are you this morning?
Great.
And Samantha, would you tell me something about you? I don't know. You have kids. You've got
I have two kids. I'm actually from Austin. We moved to Nashville for a little while, and I feel like you guys helped make that move smoother because I'd already heard about Nashville.
Yeah.
Now we're back in Austin. So I've been listening to you guys since like 2004.
Oh wow.
Dang, oh man, I'm old.
Crazy. Yeah, we're up there.
Yeah, like when I was in high school, like I remember when Lunchbox put the pantyhose over his head. And
yeah, we don't talk about that. Yeah, we don't talk about
that. That's not very Christmassy vibes.
We don't talk about that one at all. Yeah, we almost went to jail for that one. All right,
just kidding.
Well, Lunchbox
just kidding.
Did go to jail.
Yeah.
Okay, Samantha, it's up to you now.
Oh boy,
there are three boxes left.
Oh, there's no pressure.
There's box number four sitting all by its lonesome. There's five leaned over and number two on the ground. She wants four.
She said
four.
Knows what she wants.
Okay.
Wow.
Give her four.
Oh, my. Oh, I know why.
In these boxes, there are two $500 prizes. That's the worst prize. It's $500.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
And that's a great prize.
There's one $750 prize, one $1,000 prize, and there's one 2024 Hyundai Kona.
Oh, my God.
Thanks to our friends from Hyundai.
Oh, my God.
You know why she picked four, right?
Why?
Four, car door. It rhymes.
Okay.
I love his reasoning.
Kimberly in Sierra Vista, Arizona. Appreciate you listening over there. You have two boxes. Would you like box number five or box number two?
Box number five.
Okay, she's taking number five.
Five.
Right down, Kimberly.
Good.
Hey, Kimberly, how do you say your town? Sierra Vista?
Sierra Vista.
Yeah, I was going Vista, but.
Yeah.
Maybe two Spanish.
Maybe two Spanish.
Five for five-wheel drive. I'm trying to think what that goes.
Hey, Lauren, can I ask you a question?
Goodness.
Please.
Because you're from Lafayette, Louisiana. Are you in your car right now?
Yes, because I'm at work, and this is the only safe space I had.
Mm-hmm. So, would you have picked number two if you got to pick first?
I would not have.
Oh. What number would you have picked if you got to pick first?
I would feel bad if I told you. Because I already, when we were picking numbers, Samantha picked 32 and I picked 33 because that's what the first number that came to me. I wasn't like Price is riding her at all.
So, but it's okay because you're not taking anybody's number. What number would you have picked? Because you have two, right? You're stuck with two. That's the last one.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
What number would you have picked?
You promise I'm stuck with two?
I promise. I'm not going to change it. I can't change it. This is so with lawyers because it's such a, I don't even know who won. I don't know what's in the boxes.
It's not easy trivia.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, I'm feeling like I listen so much that I'm not sure if I'm getting swayed somewhere, but honestly, Emily, I'm sorry. I would have picked three. That's like my lucky number. It's my go-to. It was in my heart when she called, so I would have picked three.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Don't be sorry because Emily's got three.
Don't get three. But
I know.
And I can't change anything. I'm not swaying. This is all.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's the deal. We have
I'm stressed out.
A bunch of money. We got a 2024 Hyundai Kona. Now, we can go right to one of the boxes or we can take a quick break.
Oh, we got
to
take a break.
Yeah, we got to take a break.
I need some water.
Okay. Scuba, can we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's do it, please.
Okay.
Oh.
Everybody need to pee? Go pee.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Somebody's going to win a car in the next segment. Be right back.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Happy holidays from the Bobby Bones Show.
There are five boxes on the table. All these boxes have somebody's name on it. Robert, Emily, Samantha, Kimberly, and Lauren. The boxes are already assigned. There'll be no switching of boxes.
Oh,
the boxes are who the boxes are. Now, thanks to Hyundai, they have given us a 2024 Hyundai Kona to give away. Everybody wins a prize. It's going to be weird, though, because two people just win $500, but that's $500.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yes. So two of these boxes have $500 in it. One has $750, one has $1,000, and one has a Hyundai Kona 2024.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
So now they drew for the order of...
Oh, my goodness.
Picking the boxes. Who wants to have their box opened first?
I will go first as long as he opens my box for me.
Okay, you want Amy to open your box for good luck?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
Well, I want to see her. I want to see her beautiful smile.
Oh God.
Okay.
Robert.
Okay, come do it over here.
There we go.
Oh my gosh.
He wants us to be showing your beautiful smile. Do you want to wear like Santa leggings or anything? Okay.
Amy, don't. Oh my gosh. Amy, this is a lot of. Amy, talk about how you're opening it.
Amy.
Easy.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Easy.
This is the biggest
box,
I think.
Amy ripped my headphones out.
All you gotta do is open it. Just the top. It's just the top.
Oh my gosh.
Like, hold on. Don't look in it yet.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Set it down.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Smile for Robert, Amy.
Yeah.
Okay. Go. Look in the camera. Give him a big smile. You zoom in on already.
Yeah. Oh my.
What did Robert win?
Okay.
Pick it up. Robert won.
Well, good thing he's happy with. Well, he's going to love it. $500.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, wasn't so good of luck, was she? No offense.
I know. I won $500 and I got her to smile.
Hey, show her your cat. You never know what's in there until you open it. Hey, $500 for Robert.
Oh, my God.
Good job, Robert.
Amy.
What did I do wrong?
Well, I mean. Right away, your face drooped when you opened it.
Yeah, if you would have smiled harder, I think it would have been more
like, you drooped, and I was like, oh, he didn't win.
How did my other four friends feel? Good?
Oh, I'm feeling better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stressed.
They got a 1-in-4 shot. They had a 1-in-5. Now it's not a 1-in-4.
Who wants to go second? Because if you don't go, it will be assigned to you. So, Kimberly, do you want to go second? Samantha?
I can't believe Lauren doesn't want to go. She didn't get a chance to pick. She was the fifth one.
That's
like,
a good
I'd be like
point.
Chomping at the bit.
That's a good
just
point.
To go?
I can't.
Okay.
Not yet.
I want to go, but I'm so scared because I want it.
Okay, Emily, then we're going to let you go second then.
Emily, let's
okay.
go.
Okay,
let's go.
I'll do it. My heart is beating.
Lucky like number 3.
All right, now this is the smallest box. I don't know which box it's in, so this could be.
It looks like a sweater could be in there.
Her co-workers need to be in there because if she passes out, if she wins, I mean, no one's going to be able to pick her up.
Okay, let me open it.
I have the thing down, so we're
Hold
good.
A second.
Oh, listen to that.
Ah! Sounds like a car.
Wow, it does.
Ooh.
Sounds like a car.
Feels like something peeling out.
I'm also watching Scuba Steve's eyes to tell me if it's one of them.
What is it? His face is not showing anything.
No, he never has any reaction to anything. Yeah.
Okay.
No. I know better. I listen to the podcast enough to know that his face doesn't mean anything.
Why I would be bad at
Do you want to hold off on this one then?
Yes.
You want to circle back?
Circle back.
You're killing me.
Circle back.
Emily, we're coming back.
It's either $500 or the car. One of the two.
You don't know, Emily.
Emily.
I know.
Emily, I will tell you this. It's not $500.
Okay.
That's good.
It's not $500.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Okay.
Okay.
We're moving on. Who wants to go next? Lauren, you're up.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Lauren.
She was
you got this, Lauren.
She was shaking
her head no.
Shaking her head too strong.
Bones, good job on keeping that emotionless face, man.
Bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, I couldn't read it for a second.
That was the confusion. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Go back to Lauren, man.
All right, here we go.
Lauren, say something.
Will she win?
I'm stressed out. Let's circle back for me, too. Let's circle back.
She already wants to circle back.
Lauren.
Okay.
Oh.
You have won.
Oh, my gosh.
Close my eyes.
$1,000. That's pretty good.
That's nice.
That's
incredible.
Going into this, if you would have said there are 5 boxes and you just can have the $1,000 right away, I'd take $1,000.
You're crazy.
I would take $1,000, no doubt about it. All right. Lauren, congratulations. You win $1,000.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, you know what that means?
Well, what does that mean?
One in three shot at a car.
Okay. Kimberly, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, Kimberly, we're going to open yours now. We're holding one box back, number 3.
What did she pick? What number?
Kimberly.
Oh, my God.
It's number 5.
I'm dying.
Kimberly, if you win, please don't have a heart attack.
What?
I'm just saying.
But you haven't told
Kimberly,
anyone else that.
We're going to circle back on yours.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. 2 circle backs.
And this is finally Samantha.
Oh, my gosh.
No, let's do Kimberly.
Circle back. Circle back.
No, let's do Samantha.
Oh my goodness!
Circle back.
Let's go, Kimberly. Who are we doing? Samantha.
Okay, Samantha, this is you.
Box number 4.
Oh, listen to that.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody's gonna win a brand new
2024
Hyundai Kona.
Oh, you're ripping the box.
Yeah, it's just sound effect. Because most I could just peel it off. Oh. It felt like we needed sound effects.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
What's in there, bud? Okay.
Kimberly? No, this is not Kimberly. This is... who's this one?
No, it's Kimberly.
No, Kimberly.
It's Samantha.
Their names are on their box.
Samantha.
Samantha. This is Samantha.
She went from Austin to Nashville.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Back to Austin.
Yes.
That's right.
And, I mean, that's a lot of miles on a car, Bobby. She needs a new car, Bobby.
She's got two kids.
That's a good point, Lunchbox.
$500.
Oh.
Okay, okay, okay.
Oh. Samantha, you won.
That's good.
$500. Okay.
What does that mean?
We have two boxes.
It's
left.
One and two. It's one and two.
We have a box from Emily.
Oh, my God.
And a box from Kimberly. So is there any way to just talk to, like... Just do away with the other three for a second. Oh. Like, put them on. Let's meet their box out for a second. Emily.
Yeah.
So you have the first box that we circle back on.
Yeah.
Kimberly. All the illies are really messing with my head here. Kimberly, you have a box we circle back on. So one of these boxes is a car.
Oh, my goodness.
Whew. One of these boxes is cash.
It's amazing.
Oh, hey, ask Emily if she'd like to trade her box.
No trading. We can't. Lawyers told us no trading.
That's funny.
I can't even lead into anything. I can't even lead into anything. I can't even do that.
Why am I nervous? I'm not getting anything.
Okay.
Who just sighed on the line?
That's Emily.
Hey, Kimberly in Arizona.
Yes.
Are you ready to hear your unveiling?
I sure am.
Kimberly, you?
Yes.
Have won $750.
Oh my goodness.
Meaning, Emily!
Wow.
Emily, you won the car.
And she knew she won three.
Box number three. She had a dream about it.
You did.
I did.
Emily, why are you fanning yourself? Are you hot?
Somebody get to her stat! Emily in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You just won a 2024 Hyundai Kona. We'll be quiet. Cry away.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
Wow.
Can I tell you guys a really kind of funny story, too?
Yeah, go for it.
So my husband is recently retired from the military. He served 20 years in the Army National Guard. And we had his last Christmas party this Saturday. Like, he was invited to, he was getting some honors and stuff like that. And I bought two raffle tickets for a bunch of prizes that they had. And just on Saturday, I won a 65-inch TV. And so I was like, I'm going to win this car. Like, I'm on a lucky streak. Oh, my God.
Well,
you are.
Can't believe it.
That's crazy. I'm going to sign your little deal here, too. All of us are. Your little winning card. And then we're all going to draw on the car as well.
Wow.
Yeah, with crayons.
Thank you.
And we're going to let Amy drive it to you.
No.
Oh, insurance, man. Insurance be too high.
I'm one of the best drivers. So.
That's true. It's a funny joke, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emily, congratulations. And you know, hey, Lauren, not that it's a consolation, but you did say you'd have picked three as well. And had you not
Lauren,
lost.
Lauren, you were feeling it for me.
I was channeling it for you. I knew it.
Well,
that's so exciting.
Congratulations. Emily, won a car! Thanks, a Hyundai. All right, let's get out of here. Let's go party in the car. Woo! Yeah!
Happy holidays from Bobby and the Bobby Bone Show.
It's time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
According to Netflix, the first half of the year, these were the biggest shows. So January 1st through July or so. Tell me if you watched any of these.
Okay.
Because there are so many shows. Now, I'm sure there are 50 amazing shows that I just don't even know about. Because there's so much good stuff being made in so many places. We started watching a show called... I don't know.
There you go.
Good
last night on Hulu. It's like Oliver Twist's buddy who was in jail and they freed him. It's called a Pickard. I don't know. Mm. It's the kid from the Love movie where they hold up the sign at Christmas. Hugh Grant.
Oh, Love Actually.
It's that kid. He plays. Okay. Dude, I don't know. Okay. There's so many. That's my point. I don't even know what the show's called. We started watching it.
But it's good.
I think so. It's a little early.
Okay.
I like Lawman Bass Reeves, but it's a little too old Civil War. It's like boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And Caitlin's like,
you don't like that stuff?
I do.
Okay.
The first time that the American Indians came down and scalped a dude and they were fighting, she was like, I'm done.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The Artful Dodger is this show. The Artful Dodger. I think I like it. But Netflix has theirs. And here we go. Number 10, FUBAR, season 1.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
You like it?
Nope. Yeah, it was funny. It was with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really?
He's like the lead.
And it was funny?
I never even knew he was doing a show.
It's like a comedy spy show, kind of.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Number 9, Jenny in Georgia, season 1.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah.
It's all Morgan.
It's like a mom and daughter duo and basically talk about their lives together and how they grew up. It's like, it's more of a, there's romance in it. There's no comedy. And you just kind of follow the mom and daughter throughout their life and some crazy things happen.
Outer Banks, season 3?
Nope. Yeah, oh, not season 3.
But you do watch Outer Banks?
Yeah.
I count that as part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen any of that show.
You know,
I take it back. I watched the first episode and I was like, I'm too old for this.
It's well, stupid.
Sure,
I felt
that.
I felt it was super corny.
Yep.
It was like a boat and they're running from the law or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had like 3 flat bottoms. There's no way that Evan Rue was going that fast. That's right. What I remember thinking. Like, that cannot even be factually accurate. So, Outer Banks, you like that?
Yeah.
I did like the first season, yeah.
I haven't watched 3, though.
Something called Lorena Del Sur?
Nope.
Mm-mm. I don't know what that is, but that comes in at number 7. I wonder... I'm looking it up now. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, it's a novella? Okay. You is 6.
Nope.
Season 4 came out. I did watch season 1 and liked season 1. And
season 4?
Is that the stalker guy?
Yeah, Penn Badgley. And I think it's Penn Badgley. I don't know.
It's totally him.
You're a big fan.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to throw that out there.
So
Yeah. But he is a killer. And I'm just not going to spoil anything. When follow the story. And then there's different... I liked it. I just never went back to it. It was one of those where I think I liked it, but I didn't love it. So I didn't go back to it.
Yeah, I don't know. It creeped me out because he is so, you know, he doesn't look like...
Yummy. What?
Yes. He doesn't look like a killer. And it's like, oh gosh, you just
seem... He's good looking. So you're like, yummy. Kill away, buddy. Wow. We're rooting for you, champ.
Yeah.
You described him as yummy.
No, I didn't say that.
I heard that.
Ah, you're crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Queen Charlotte, a Bridgerton story.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that Bridgerton was that series, right?
Yeah, so it's a prequel. It's about the queen and her life growing up and like her finding love.
I bet that's good.
That's cool. Wednesday really is at number 4.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Mm-mm. No, man.
So Wednesday, though, is Adam's family, but it's the actress that's in a lot of stuff now. She's super cool. What's her name? Yeah, Jenny Ortega.
That's her. Sure? That's her name, Wednesday?
Wednesday Adams on the Adams family.
Yeah.
She's the daughter.
Know. Okay.
Yeah. Good. You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people
my daughter liked it.
No, watched it and liked it. Why are you laughing at me for not knowing her name? Because I knew Penn Badgley immediately.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
He's yummy.
The Glory is at number 3. Season 1.
Lunchbox is
he's over. Any of these.
A young woman bullied to the point of deciding to drop out of school plans the best way to get revenge. After becoming a primary school teacher, she takes in the son of the man who tormented her to enact her vengeance.
Whoa.
Oh, is this a Korean show?
Sounds awesome.
That sounds good.
Yeah, sometimes I'm too tired and I don't want to read subtitles the whole time.
Well, sure.
I never want to read subtitles.
But did they do the voiceover?
I don't know. I'm too tired.
That's always weird, too, though.
It's the end of the year. I'm tired for everything.
Yeah.
Jenny and Georgia season 2, and then The Night Agent season 1 is the number 1 most watched show.
What's The Night Agent?
Yeah.
Is Penn Badgley in it? Because I'm in.
No, he's not in it. Oh. It's an agent, though, and he basically like falls in
night.
Love, and some things happen. Yeah, he does work at night.
Does he ever do daytime work?
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
wait.
No.
Hold on. I watched that.
Amy, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Oh.
Yeah, whoa.
Don't spoil it.
She was about to say, this is what happens.
No, I'm not. But can I ask one question?
No.
No.
You've spoiled too many shows.
No.
Ask it off the air.
I'm just going to ask if there's a phone.
Yes, there's a phone involved.
I've seen it. It's good.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Okay.
Why couldn't you ask it off the air, though? Like, what?
Because it wasn't going to give anything away, and I wanted to be able to tell you right here and now it's good.
Knowing you, that might give it away.
No. Right. That's probably something very important
in detail. It's literally like the night agent that's on watch at the White House, and he's on night duty, and there's a phone that will ring.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
It's good, really good. We're looking for a new show. That's why we watched Oliver Twist's cousin or something.
Oh. Wait, if the phone rings, what? What happens?
No, Eddie.
Don't bait her into that.
Don't do it. All right, moving on. From UPI, Air Jordans worth over $10,000 were found in a shelter donation bin.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
An Oregon shelter is auctioning off a rare discovery from its donation bin, a pair of golden Air Jordan 3 sneakers commissioned by Spike Lee and valued at more than $10,000.
Wow.
They're gold. Those are really cool.
How come they don't try to track down the owner on that one?
Well, they were Spike Lee's. I think Spike's probably like all good. Because they even say they were him. So I think they did.
All right.
Yeah. Sotheby's Auction House said a participant in the transitional shelter program at the Burnside Shelter was sorting through donations and found the gold shoes at the bottom of a bin.
Amazing.
and they were commissioned by Spike Lee to wear the Academy Awards in 2019. The shoes are valued at more than $10,000, and they're hoping to get at least that. They're really cool. I've got a couple pair of shoes. Like, I have some LeBron game-worn shoes from, like, 10 years ago that he signed, and a pair of Kevin Durant's game-worn shoes that he signed. And but I don't have any letter of authenticity because they just signed them.
Yeah, so you have no proof that he wore them.
And then I watch on TikTok these guys. Last night I spent like 20 minutes watching this guy who had an entire forgery scheme of signing like posters and baseballs and who he wouldn't do and would do. It's crazy. He went to jail for it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's sort of like when Bobby, we had a Christmas giving competition back in the day, and he said, I got a book from Bobby, and he got it signed by Eminem. Mm-hmm.
But it was the candy.
No. Bobby signed it.
Yeah.
So, you did that on purpose?
Doesn't mess with them. But I told him. I didn't actually go to...
That's later, because we did a rating system where you rated 1, 2, or 3.
I was very competitive.
Three was the best gift, and he got a 3. And then afterwards, he's like, oh, by the way, that's not a real signature.
But it was after the umpire had already made his ruling.
Yeah. Got it.
I don't remember that, but it sounds like something I do in my younger days.
I will never forget it.
My younger days.
So how do you get something like certified?
I don't know. I know I got mine from a charity auction because I don't know LeBron or Kevin Durant. But I don't know even how to get someone to authenticate them or even how much they'd be worth. But
I mean, that sounds pretty cool. But
right? They're huge. Those shoes are huge. Because really? Obviously those dudes are big.
Yeah.
Have you worn it?
No.
I was scared to get them dirty. Okay. They're also way big. I fall like clown shoes. A hacker dishes on how to know if your iPhone's been compromised. So she's a white hat hacker. Do you know the difference?
No. Mm-mm.
So can still hack, but they're trained to be ethical and to find ways that hackers can get in. They go and hack and go, oh, these are the vulnerabilities.
That's cool. They're the good guys.
I've hired someone to do this before to me and ours to give us the ways to block it.
They're called white hat?
White hat hackers. Yeah, the good guys. If your device is routinely overheating, if you see a random green light, if you have an Android or an orange light on your iPhone, it can mean that someone's accessing your device's camera or microphone. If you get suspicious emails or phone calls that imply knowledge they probably shouldn't have about you, that somebody's probably into your stuff.
I see the green light sometimes randomly, and then it just shuts down. But it's...
They didn't like what they saw?
Probably not.
Yeah. Why do I want to see that hairy dude on the toilet?
On your phone?
Uh-huh.
You don't have an Android.
No, it's an iPhone.
I thought you said
green
orange.
On Android, orange on iPhone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think you're thinking about a traffic light, man.
Oh,
yeah, just keep going.
Is.
Yeah, you're good. Just keep going. Who do we trust for medical advice? More Americans trust social media and health-related websites for medical advice over healthcare professionals.
No.
I would say that's not true, as in if you put them beside each other equally, who do you go to? But I think it's most people don't have the access to healthcare, or they're just like, I'll just look it up because I don't have the time to go to the doctor. So that's probably where they're getting the word trust from. I think that's a little misleading. But if I see a doctor... versus WebMD. Doc, I'm sorry. I'm going to go to this where I can really assign myself the worst case scenario.
That's so dumb.
So, also, we don't want to know what the doctor says sometimes. We, like, as a general us.
Yeah, like denial.
Like, if we don't know, it ain't going to hurt us that bad. I think that happens a bit, too. That is from one poll, a survey. And finally, happy feet are the key to your happiness. If you're feeling grumpy, doctors say it could be your feet's fault. In a study, a majority of Americans wear shoes that are the wrong size. At the bottom line on your feet, if they are sore, that bottom, and I don't know which line they're talking about, but it just could be the very bottom of the foot. It says you're going to be grumpy. And if your feet are sore in general, you're going to not be in a good place because your feet are the base, the fundamental balancer of our whole body.
Wow.
So a foot rub actually does us good. And that's the importance of happy feet from the American Orthopedic Foot and Ankle Society.
So Lunchbox, do your feet hurt?
Nope. I got these Brooks on, and they're like walking on clouds, man.
Does your face hurt?
It's killing me.
Hey, howdy, howdy. Hey, take my wife, please. All right, that's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day, whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade. At the Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to
Bring out the most in our patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I don't know why people are mad at these American Airlines folks. So here's a story. It's a passenger that goes crazy on a plane. It's always funny to watch, as long as the plane doesn't crash or I'm not on it. And if it happens and I'm on it, as long as I'm not delayed, still could be interesting.
Could be fun.
A woman has opened up about her flight that she said was terrible. She saw an intoxicated passenger verbally abusing her fellow travelers before vomiting on two of her bags.
Because
that would have been...
That's pretty bad.
You ever see Stand By Me where they're doing the pie eating contest?
Yes.
And then one throws up and it makes everybody throw up? Yeah. I think that would happen to me here. I'd see it. Oh, that would be awful. So her name is Nicole. She was getting ready to travel from New York to Miami. And she's on this American Airlines flight. Two really drunk women. She saw them in the airport first. And obviously, she said she thought they were drunk. So she got on the flight with her fiance. And then one of the women was sitting right in front of her. And she started to cause a scene. She was slurring her words. She could barely talk. Mid-flight, that woman starts vomiting, with some of it landing on two of her bags. Which were stowed under the front seat in front of her. So if she's like going, oh, down into her seat, it's getting... So that, but that's just disgusting, right? The passenger that was throwing up started to, according to the story, say a lot of mean stuff, go crazy. But then the flight attendant said, we're not going to clean up your bag. That's bodily fluid. We're not supposed to clean up bodily fluid because we might... It's a rule.
Oh.
So then she called American Airlines. There's the drunk person, the sober person, and the flight person. We'll call them those three people. So the sober person calls American Airlines and says, hey, would you... they knew she was drunk before the flight and they wouldn't clean my vomit off the bag. And they're like, it's a rule. We don't clean bodily fluid off because our people might get sick. Mm. All that... is understandable and makes sense, but all that sucks. She needs some vouchers or something.
Yeah.
Because nobody wins in this one.
And how do we not kick this other girl off the flight? She needs to be banned from being 6 inches. If I was a judge, come in. Okay, you're not allowed to get 6 inches up in the air for 3 months. Not just flights. You can't even jump.
Oh, 6 inches.
Yeah, because anytime you get up in the air, you don't make good decisions. So I'm not going to ban you forever. I'm not going to put you on the terrorist list, but you're not allowed. If I see you more than 6 inches off the ground, you're going to jail.
Wow.
And tell me that's not creative and it doesn't make a lasting impression.
That's creative, but not realistic. I mean, she can't jump, dude.
No. I don't care if...
What about stairs?
I mean, that's fine. No, you can get...
You're still grounded.
What about, box jumps at a workout?
Well, you better get up on that box quick. And don't get up 6 inches above it.
Okay. Yeah. She shouldn't be able to fly, that's for sure. At least on that airline.
But then also, are they supposed to... That's got to be a tough call, too, to go, you're too drunk to get on the plane. I'm sure a lot of people are drinking in airports, getting on.
Yeah.
And they have their job to do, these flight attendants. And then they've also got to monitor to see who's too drunk. That's like when bartenders get in trouble because there's a packed bar and somebody goes and drives drunk and hits somebody. I'm like, what do you expect the bartender to do?
Correct.
And there's 70 people coming up trying to buy a drink. They're not, they're not being paid enough to watch every single person.
I think like the, what do you call those guys? The bouncers? They do a good job at finding drunk people and being like, you're out of here. You can't be in here anymore.
That's
or they don't let them in.
Yeah. Like one time I fell asleep at a bar because I was just tired.
Yeah, okay. You were tired. And that's where you went because you were sleepy.
And a little drunk. They're like, you can't sleep. Get out of here.
Oh, gosh. He was tired. Like, I mean, you were working so hard.
Well, I was drunk. It made me tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah, drunk made you sleepy.
Right, right.
Yeah, one time. To everybody out there, if you're listening in Idaho right now, first of all, hi. Love Idaho. I think Boise is better than Hawaii. I've said it many times. Love,
hot take.
Love Buzzy.
Yeah, real hot take. Controversial.
Yes. They have opened their first In-N-Out in Idaho. People are waiting 8 hours in line to get the food. And guys, again, everybody in Idaho, love you. It ain't worth 8 hours.
Stop. Stop that.
Yeah, guys, don't be idiots.
People are sleeping in their cars. 30-degree weather. Mm. They want the burgers. If you have nothing else to do and you're just making content, great. It ain't worth 8 hours.
Mm-mm.
Nothing like that is worth 8 hours. You're going to eat it unless it's for the experience. Now, the experience might be if like, oh, we wait 8 hours and we always can talk about it.
With your friends, so fun.
But I'm telling you, In-N-Out is also awesome. I love In-N-Out. It's simple. I go. I don't want any, no onions. I don't want any mayonnaise. And you're like, well, how do you do mayonnaise commercials? Well, because they support the University of Arkansas. And Amy says that she likes mayonnaise. And I support Amy and what they do.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. If you hear me in the mayonnaise commercials, I never say eat mayonnaise.
Nope.
But I like what that mayonnaise is doing.
Yeah.
And so, but I say no mayonnaise, no onions. Other than that, let's rock. It's great, but wait a month. But they're waiting for 8 hours. The line is like all the way around the neighborhood.
Stop.
It's pretty cool there's one there, but it's like Chick-fil-A. If you try to go at a time where food is popular, you're never going to get in.
And here's the deal. Wait like a few months. After a few months, the line's going to be gone. Then you just be like a normal restaurant.
Unless it's noon.
Oh, like, yeah, lunchtime, sure.
Or five.
But I remember they opened one, or I don't know, like a Whataburger or something here, and it was jam-packed for the first few months. Now you go, it's just a normal restaurant.
Well, yeah. It's like the excitement of something new.
But, but I'm telling you, the Chick-fil-A down by my house,
lunchtime,
it's in a bad spot because...
Yeah. No, it's a horrible spot.
Are you talking about the one like near Deborah?
It's in a shopping center.
And it wraps and it blocks all the traffic from everywhere.
Right.
And I love Chick-fil-A.
I just it's hard.
All I want to do is go over to Milton's. I can't even get over there because the Chick-fil-A traffic's blocking everything. I don't even think about going to Chick-fil-A because it's so long. But, yeah. Tomorrow's a big show for us because we do our gift giving. It's not really a competition anymore, but it always turns into that. We drew names. We're just doing one gift. Lunchbox is pre-irritated a bit because Lunchbox, your gift is not what you're mad about because yours is for Abby, but you're getting a gift from...
Scuba.
Now, why are you mad at that?
Because I'm scared. I'm scared he's going to give me a snake.
Oh, it starts with an S.
S.
Yeah, snake.
Why would you think that? I don't know what Scuba's getting you. I don't know what anybody's getting anybody.
I don't know what he's getting me, but he's like, dude, just trust me. It's coming to the studio. And
did he go, studio?
The way he said it is like, ha, I'm going to get you good. This snake is about to crawl on you. And I'm telling you, we will have a dead snake in the studio. And I'm already upset.
You won't kill the snake. You'll run from the snake.
Yeah, you won't
kill
it.
If he comes in with a snake and I'm sitting in the chair on the stage.
Why are you making your finger like it's a gun?
I'm gonna slap and run and it's gonna be bad news.
You're gonna slap the snake? I would love to see that.
So,
but I'm saying, like, who's the judge? Because he's the judge if everybody gets bad presents, he's the judge. Who's the judge on his present?
Who would you, I mean, I can be the judge, but who would you like to be the judge? That's not you. You can appoint your own judge here.
I'll do it, man.
I think Bobby's a fair judge.
Okay, I'll be fair about it. If I think you got
a
gift.
I'm not saying you're not a fair judge.
Okay.
But just not as fair.
Yeah,
if he gets a gift to screw only to screw with you, he'll serve time.
Thank you. Because I am, like, I've been thinking about it for the last 3 weeks, about it being a snake.
Dang, dude. Let's move on.
3 weeks?
Like, there's no need to.
That's all you've been thinking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time I look at him, I'm like.
A lot of waste of time there.
But
Scuba,
Amy.
No, Scuba loves snakes. He used to have pet snakes. So he thinks it's cool to have a snake.
Is Scuba low-key the weirdest person on the show?
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
Low-key? I mean,
well, because he's so, like, kind.
Yeah.
And soft as far as like you just want to be around him. He's so nice. He's comforting, warm.
Right. Weird's not bad. It's
Weird's great, actually. I love being weird.
But then
I have not been looking forward to this at all. Like, I've been like,
well, why would I get you an animal you have to then take care of and keep?
No, no, you would just have it come in and visit me.
You just wanted to bite him and run, apparently.
And by the way, flailing your arms around is like the worst thing you could do.
Okay, like I can control that.
You can't control that. Just sit there and scream.
So if he just brings in a snake to bite you, then that'll be an issue, and I'll make sure that he suffers the appropriate punishment.
But Amy, isn't it good to face your fears?
Isn't that snakes are on the show.
Okay,
okay. That's different. I mean, I think you're facing your fears like if you're like, here, scared to try something.
Tarantula! No, you don't do that Christmas morning.
Right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, good point.
All right, but it's going to be a fun show tomorrow. We're already like reacting to things that haven't even happened yet.
Well, Lunchbox has been thinking about it for 3 weeks.
I have.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from California. Back in December 2021, a guy took off in a plane from California, and he's flying. About 30 minutes later, he's like, plane trouble. And he jumps out of the plane. And it crashes into the mountains. And they start investigating. They're like, there wasn't anything wrong with that plane.
Yeah.
He was just doing it for YouTube clicks. Mm-hmm. He just went to trial. He gets 6 months in prison.
Oh. I've been following this pretty closely. So not only that, he realized he was going to be in trouble once people on the internet started going, seems kind of weird. And he went, and from what I remember, he went to the plane, found it, and like hauled it off himself.
Yeah.
Trying to get it away from the investigation. But the internet wouldn't let it go. But yeah, he jumped out of the plane, let it crash for clicks. Wild.
Is the video cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's pretty crazy.
Oh, the plane's going, and he jumped.
Really?
I follow this guy on TikTok who just tells the stories of other social media people. And he does a really good job of it. And there's like little cartoon pictures that are made. And that's how I follow this guy. But yeah, he's an idiot. You can't do that. Because somebody could have been hurt by him letting the plane crash off. But yeah, he's going to jail now. Yep.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
What you got, Eddie?
Question for you guys. Okay. So say you have a friend and you've had him for years and you buy him Christmas presents every single year. Then he gets married. So do you still buy him a gift because he's your friend? Or do you buy the married couple one gift because they're married now?
A friend.
Yeah, the friend.
Yeah,
the friend. The like, I don't buy you and your wife a gift for both of you.
Yeah.
But they're one.
I've always thought marriage is as one, you know what I mean?
That's great for most things. What? But like for you, I would get you a gift for you. So, yeah, I want my own gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a dumb question. You've never
thought about this?
No,
never in
my life.
Got Ben a gift and y'all were like, y'all would kind of hang out sometimes.
Yeah, but I always suspected you guys were in a divorce.
Right, I did too.
Stop.
No. I was always in the corner of my mind.
Okay, 17 years?
Yeah, always.
Well, we never told you, Amy. But.
Right, because I was in a relationship, usually you're friends with one person, which brings the relationship to both, unless you're brought in as the friend. So,
but what if you're kind of good friends with both of them?
But again, I would say that I'm kind of good friends with your wife, but I don't buy her a gift. I buy you a gift.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
And I would never buy Amy's ex a gift. I would just buy Amy a gift because we're super close.
Right.
I get Caitlin a gift, but...
You and Caitlin are actually very close.
Friends.
You and Caitlin hang out more than you and I do hang out.
Okay, so... Yeah, I'll
look on my phone. I'm like, where's my wife? And we did the find each other because we can't find each other. And she's like, in a park. I'm like, why is she in a park? And then Amy.
They hang out at parks?
They walk through parks.
Ah, got it.
Yeah.
Nature, silent walks.
Right. Forest bats.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
That's why.
That's it, yeah. No, Eddie, I don't know who you're talking about, but if it's me, get me my own gift. I don't want anything that's going to be an us gift.
Did it sound like I was talking about you?
I don't know, but probably.
I was thinking about it.
All right. But does anyone disagree with me, Amy, or Lunchbox? Because it's all...
Anyone?
Morgan?
No, I don't disagree. You guys are spot on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Which we often are.
Sure.
Tomorrow, the Bobby Bones Show gift exchange. And what I've had to time out are certain specific gifts. And I don't know what they are, but I'm being told like a gift has to be at this time. A gift has to be at this time.
Oh.
I don't know what that means, but it's always drama with our personal gift exchange. I don't like it, but I love it.
The drama's usually around one person, but yeah.
Correct. So, it develops though. And then all of a sudden we're all mad at each other.
Right.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye everybody. The Bobby Bones Show. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.